Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Brother Dwayne Harshaw. Thanking the Lord for being here this evening. Thanking the Lord for many things that he has brought me through, many trials, many tests, and things for the last past couple of weeks that I went through. Going through situations when you're a child of God brings about a stress on you sometimes. But we give honor and praise to the Lord for continuing to bless us and bring us through the situations, the trials, and the tests that may come our way. I thank him for giving me strength to be able to just continue to hold on. God is good, and all the time God is good. We don't realize how good God has been to us through the things that he truly takes us through. And some things is harder than others. Relationships, family situations, problems, things you go through day in and day out, everyday lifestyle, you know. We go through things in life, and sometimes it can be a struggle. Sometimes it can be stressful, but we have to hold on. We have to continue to trust the Lord. We're going to start out tonight with prayer and try to move on, try to talk about the word tonight. Thanking God for everything that he continues to do in the name of Jesus. Our precious Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. Thanking you, Lord, for your love, your kindness. Thanking you for your mercy and grace, waking us up this morning at the appointed time to be able to do your will, to meditate on you, Lord, and the struggles and the things that we go through. Thanking you for being by our side, helping us, Lord, to understand that it's you that get the glory and honor out of things. When you bless us to go through situations in our life, you're a good God. You're worthy to be praised throughout all the situations that we go through. We look to you for everything, dear God. You said, cast our cares upon you. And, Lord, we have to realize that it's you that's taken us through. We can't go through on our own, Lord. We need help each and every day, each and every moment of our life. Holy Spirit, lead me and continue to guide me in the right way. Sometimes we go through, and sometimes it says if you don't have anything good to say, just don't say anything. So sometimes you have to just wait on the Lord. Sometimes you have to pray about situations in your life and put it in the Lord's hands. Trust him and continue to have that hope and faith in Jesus, knowing that he will see you through. He will work everything out. He will make a way out of no way. And sometimes, Lord, we get in the way of the situation. But help me, Lord, to stand. Help me, Lord, when I've done all that I can do to continue to stand, to continue to trust and depend on you. I ask that you continue to bless our loved ones, continue to bless our households, our family, Lord, our companions, the children, the grandkids, and the great-grands. We continue to pray, Lord, that you bless us through the troubles that we go through with each and every thing that we face. In this day and time, so much trouble around the world. I honor you, Lord, because you bought me from a mighty, mighty long way, and you're still taking me through day by day. I ask that you continue to bless the incarcerated. Bless the ones in the rest homes, dear God, that's going through something. that need your help, need your strength right now, a touch from you or a word from you, Lord. We ask that you bless them in a mighty way. Continue to work in their hearts, their lives. Let your spirit move, Lord, to see us through all things. I thank you, Lord, for your son, Jesus, all that he's done and all that he's doing, all that he continues to do to see us through. Ask that you bless each and every one that may be listening tonight or call in to whatever they may be going through, that a word of encouragement might come to them in the name of Jesus to uplift their spirits. Because, Lord, we know you're able through all things. We ask that you bless all of the bereaved family today, Lord. One of our ladies and women of the church, the mothers of the church, the funeral they had today, Lord, we ask that you bless Unity Powerhouse members, loved ones from the community that know her that's going through right now. We ask that you bless our church body in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, she was a big part of the church. And we just want you, Lord, to bless the people around, the surrounding areas that she had an impact in their lives. But, Lord, we know you're able. We ask that you bless Bishop R.C. Bryant. Continue to bless Bishop Armstrong. Continue to bless Unity New Zion Temple Church, Lord, as a whole, as we continue to go on this journey together, trusting and depending in you, Lord, knowing that you're the source, the only source of survival to go through. We ask that you continue to bless each and every member of our prayer line in the name of Jesus as we continue to intercede for each and every one, each and every situation. Continue to bless our brothers and sisters over in Africa that we're trying to get things together to help and work with and come together with in situations of help. Help us to do the right thing, dear God. Help us to just continue to come together and trust in Jesus, knowing, Lord, that you have made a way for us, part of something that you have brought us together for. We ask all these blessings, and we honor you, Lord. We praise your holy name and give you thanks. All honor and glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We look at, you know, many situations in life, and we look and say, things are not fair. Why me? Why this? And we ask the questions, but it's an opportunity that we have to make changes in life. And if we're not willing to step up and make those changes, why not you? Why not me? You go through situations in life because you make the wrong choices in life. You make choices that you have your own free will to either, and it's nobody's fault but your own. We're going to look at it tonight, and I got a Dr. Tony Evans study Bible, and it says the believer's triumph. Starting at verse 31 in the 8th chapter of Romans, it says, What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? he did not end, he did not even spare his own son, but offered him up for us all. How would he not also, with him, grant us everything? So, if he be for us, who can be against us? If he didn't spare his own son, and we are his children, and he has made a way for each and every one of us to go through, and we have to face the situation to know that it's all about him, because without him, it wouldn't be us. I look down here at verse 38. It gives a little background on everything on that verse where it says, what then are we to say about these things? If God be for us, who is against us? If God says you're not quietly because you place faith in Christ, I mean, if he says you're not guilty because you placed your faith in Christ, and he does, then charges against you are irrelevant. So if charges is against you is irrelevant because we placed our faith in Jesus Christ, what are we to say about these things? It says with God's love, we don't just get by. We overwhelmingly conquer. With his love, we overwhelmingly conquer. Because if God's for us, So we go through situations in life, but at the same time, we have God on our side that can do and change anything in our life to help and see us through whatever situation that we may face, whatever we may be going through. We have him on our side. No matter what, he's the one that will see us and take us through. We have to continue to trust and depend on him at all costs because he is God. He knows what he's doing. He continues to see us through. He continues to take us through. How much do we trust and depend on what he has given us? And as it said in Romans chapter 8, verse 33, as I come out of the Tony Evans study Bible, I'm just, you know, going through a little bit of what we have to go on, what we have to look forward in the Lord and what he does for us. 33 says, who can bring an accusation against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. 34 says, who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is the one who died, but even more has been raised. He also is at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can afflictions or distress or persecutions or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, because of you, we are being put to death all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. So we will go through persecution. We will go through trials, tests. We will continue to face things in our lives that we may struggle with. But the thing is, we all have someone that we can look to, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. In this right here, it says hope words. Sometimes God rescues us from things. Sometimes he rescues us out of things. And sometimes He changes us in things. Let him choose. He knows best. So we know sometimes he rescues us from things. Sometimes he rescues us out of things. And sometimes he changes us in things. And it says, let him choose. He knows best. So why are we worried about situations that we may face, knowing that we have the victory in Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ? He has given us everything we need in this word to go through, to gain faith, to gain strength, hope, to live out a Christian life, to represent Christ, our Lord and Savior, in the way that we should, through and by his word. 37 says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. It says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through him who loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights or depths, nor any other created thing, anything will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Excuse me. It lets us know, no matter what it is. Then it says, you may run out of a lot of things in life, but you will never run out of God's love. You may run out of a lot of things, it says, but you will never run out of God's love. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why he's given us the opportunity, excuse me, dealing with these old allergies, that's why he's given us the opportunity to do his will, and he sees us through everything that we have to struggle through. Okay. Reading out of the King James Version of Romans, chapter 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, it's already let us know when he's working in the midst of situations in our life and we're going through trials and tests, and it seems like we can't get over that hump sometimes, and we're struggling, feel like we're drowning with no way out. And then all of a sudden, you're praying, you're trusting, you're putting your faith in Jesus, knowing that he's the only source and only way to be able to pull up out of these situations. And all of a sudden, things start to change slowly but surely. They don't happen all at one time, but you can feel them getting better. You can see the changes of things getting better in your life. You know that Jesus is working it out. You know that he's seeing you through. The struggles is getting easier because we are more than conquerors for the ones that love Jesus. He says we are more than conquerors. So if we're more than conquerors and we have Christ on our side, why should we be worried about situations that don't really matter in life? All we should be worried about is serving the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul. living the life that he's given us, fighting through the struggles that we may face and have. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, he's the onlyest one that can give you the strength that you need to go through, to get by. That's where we got to keep our faith and hope in Jesus, because he is our life. Without him, we have no life. Without him, we have no one to look to when we go through these struggles. When I was out into the world and I thought I had something to look to when I struggled or was going through something, it was either smoking the weed or going to the bottle or something, you know, that I thought might satisfy that urge or that need. But what I didn't know, all I was doing was making it worse, because when it was over, said and done, I had to face it all over again. It seemed like when you face it all over again, it was worse the next go-around than it was the round before. So here we go back through the same process, the same situation all over again, trying to take some of the pressure off. But when I got to know Christ and he opened up my heart to give me an opportunity to serve him, I used to think back then, well, when I feel like it, I'll choose to get saved or whatever. But I didn't know then, because I was ignorant to the world. He chose me. I didn't choose him. He chose me, and he opened up a door for me to have an opportunity to accept or not accept. And I thank God this day, to the glory of God, that I chose the right path. Yeah, I have struggles. I'm just like the everyday person that goes through situations in life. But I have a cure. And that cure is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean things is going to happen in your life all at once. But what it does mean, you have a hope. You have a faith. You have a joy deep down inside, because you know in who you live for, who you trust in, who can do all things but fail. And you know that he is the one and only source in your life that can bring you through those situations. I'm going to go over verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now, that's something. Someone that loved us so much that he gave up his own son to die for us. And not only that, the Son was willingly to do the will of the Father for us. And you know, when you think about it, that's something. Because when we look at life, nobody's looking to give up anything much for anything. They may be looking for something to be given to them, but they're never looking to give up anything when it comes to life and death. But God didn't even spare his own son, and his son died for our cause, that we may have that opportunity at the tree of life throughout eternity. And we still out here acting crazy, doing things that don't make no sense, and going through life like there's always going to be a chance that you can pick and choose. Yeah, I thought that one time. But you know, the days is going old. The days is going shorter. We're facing things every day. We don't know where life is taking us. All we know that God has given us another day of his love and mercy and grace when we wake up in the morning. And what we make of it, that's on us, because Christ died for us. And everything is in front of us when we read his word, when we get the word preached to us, the true word, the gospel. Our opportunity is an open door. When we shut it out, that's on us. We lose. But if we accept it, we win. We're in a win-win situation. With Christ, you can't lose. With Christ, you cannot lose. And I will say it again, with Christ, you cannot lose. He is the source, the love of our life, and the hope and joy that can see us through all. I'm going to open up my mic here, and got a couple of people on the mic tonight, and see if they may have a word to share or a comment or anything. Good evening, everyone. We have your mics open. Praise the Lord.
Praise my glorious love. Hallelujah,
praise
brother.
Praise the Lord.
I mean,
how you doing, brother? I'm doing fine, and you?
Honey, I am wonderful. I am
praise
so
the Lord.
Because yeah. I radiate about what you're saying. My glory is the most ultimate wonder for us to get to our eternal rest.
Yes.
So it is without a doubt that we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. We have to do according to his perfect will, because that's
right.
What he did for us. I mean,
that's
he
right.
Did so much for us. I mean,
so
he
much.
Gave up everything. He gave up
everything.
Everything for us.
Everything.
He
just
said,
just
for my children. Heart. He said, for my children, nothing is limited. Everything is unlimited for my children. So he gave his beloved, holy, his gracious, holy, glorious Son for us. And we have to reiterate and to give it back to him about giving ourselves to him. So we owe him. We owe him everything. There's nothing that we do not owe him. He came in.
That's right.
And did a miraculous job for each and every one of us. Not me, not you, but everybody.
Everyone.
He didn't do it just for the Hebrews. He did
That's
not
right.
do it just for the Gentiles. They did not do it back in biblical times. He's doing it today.
That's right.
So we got
did
to
it
work
the world
him.
As a whole.
Exactly. We have to extremely worship him. We have to extremely honor him. We have to extremely abide with him, because he is abiding with us. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll
That's
be
right.
with you to the end. So, I mean, honestly, until that last breath, he's right there with us. If you do not accept him before that last breath is gone, that's the only time he's not with you anymore. Because you did go to hell. You will not go to heaven. When your last breath comes and you do not accept him, that's on you. That's your fault. I cannot feel pity for you. Because
that's
you
right.
know. And there's no reason why nobody don't know today. We have every avenue available to get everything together. So we have to be honest and be true and do according to his will. And we can't
lie. Right.
We can't cheat. We can't steal. We can't hate. We can't murder. We cannot do anything. We have to do according to the word, the true holy word, not the fake Bible, but the true holy word. We had to abide by him completely. I mean,
that's right.
He took all the pain, he took all the suffering, because people don't realize it. But my Lord God and my Lord Jesus was one in their body through each and every hit, through each and every strike, through each and every punch, through each and every tear. they were together. They thought it at the exact same time. So he was right there. Matthew 3:16 says that my Jesus was.
Yes.
That's
just like a.
Baptized. Yeah, John baptized by Jesus. My Jesus, the Holy Ghost, pulled my Jesus up, took him straight up into the air, heaven opened up, and my glory, my God, came down in a dove form and lighted upon him. So at that moment, they were one. So through all the blessings and all the healing, all the restoring, and all the help with all the feeding, I mean, they are one. And so whenever they did all the torture, the lies, I mean, everything, they took it at the same time. So he knew exactly what my Jesus was going through because they were together. And so people don't talk about stuff like that. They leave it out. But it's time to give the truth and get people to know the actual truth because we cannot backfire. We cannot stand down. We cannot give up. We got to stand firm. We that are in the ministry, we that are saved, we that are sanctified, we that are Holy Ghost body, we have to stay firm. And we have to tell every single person that
yes.
We need the glory of the most fantastic, most phenomenal, most meticulous, most astounding, my true love. We have to tell that. We have to tell the glory of everything that he do for us. Because everybody has favor. People don't say it, but everybody has favor. You breathe it, your eyes open, you have favor. So you got to walk in that favor and honor my Lord. You got to honor him truthfully. You can't be lying. You can't be cheating.
Nope.
You can't be stealing. You can't be
so
using.
True.
You got to do, you cannot be abusing. You got to do everything in order, point blank, in order. You cannot do what you want to do. You got to do for my love. Nobody can do for themselves. They have to do for my love. Because what you do for my love, every little thing comes back in multiple. No matter what, it comes back in multiple. I mean, I'm a witness. I'm a true witness to this day because everything I can heal the diabetes, I can heal the colon issues, I can heal the blood pressure, I can heal the migraines, I mean, I can heal the kidney disease. Everything is healed because my Savior said it is. And he said when I get to but the ones that he needs me to get to, that I will get up out of here and walk out the door.
Yes.
So I'm waiting and looking and trusting my glory because that's like my love.
And one thing about him, if he says it, it will be done. We can trust and believe that.
Amen.
I got this little part right here. It says, Paul has established that God is for all of us who are in Christ. For those who have been saved by their faith, no charge or accusations made against us can stand because God has provided for our justification and Christ is interceding for us. So we know God has made a way through and by his Son for us. To be able to look ahead and see. And people says, I want to go on and see what the future is going to be. If we're living in Christ, we know what our future is going to be. If we're trusting in the Lord through and by faith, we know what our future is going to be because we're going to be just like him one day. We're going to live forever and ever with him. And I'm just looking for that glorious day. One day. We may go through things down on this old earth, trials and tests, and sometimes seem like we're never going to make it or get by or get through. But one thing I do know, One day it'll all be over. One day we won't have to worry about all of this mess and the struggles and all of the killings and things that people is doing and everything now to children and our loved ones have to suffer through. You know, we continue to pray for one another. We continue to love one another as the word has let us know, because we don't have no reason to have to worry about what somebody else is doing. We just have to pray for them. We don't have nothing Amen. That we can do to change that situation, but we have to pray for them. We have to continue to encourage them as they go through. And we have to continue to pray and put it in God's hands, because he's the one that can and will, if it's his will, make the changes that's necessary in their life. But we have to live it ourselves one day at a time, holy and faithful, according to his will, no matter what. Because people's going to try their best to deceive you. People's going to try their best to bring you down. People's going to try their best to turn you around. When they know you're living right, they're going to tempt you with situations just to see where your heart is, your mind is. But the thing is, if we're holding on and trusting in the Lord the way that we should and the way that we know that he is our help in the time of need, we'll be all right.
But you know, it's nothing but the devil. It's nothing
That's
but
right.
the devil.
He's always on his job 24/7.
And it's nothing but the devil. I tell you, he's working the word. That he's got so many people so discombobulated and so used. It is truly irrational to have people that can use them to do other people dirt.
Yes.
And it, I mean, it
and
is
then see me, I thank God, because I know that he lives. I know that Christ lives
Amen.
Because he lives in me. I know that he's a healer.
Oh, yeah.
I know that he's a way maker, because the last couple of weeks have been hard on me. And the last couple of weeks I just felt like I wasn't going to make it. So many heavy burdens, you know, and back and forth for what one thing, it was another. And then you go through that, and before you can get to it, here comes something else. But God made a way for me. And I thank him for it, because I'm able to be here tonight and be able to tell about what he did, what he done for me, what he can continue to do for others, what he done for me. And if it hadn't have been for him being on my side, I wouldn't be here tonight. I wouldn't be doing this tonight. I wouldn't have been able to get by the struggles and the tests and the hard times that I was going through. But to God be the glory for it all. When he does it and you move out of the way and continue to pray and put your faith and trust in Jesus and he starts to work things out for you, that's the best thing that you ever and have done. And you know that the Spirit is moving, and you know that he's the one that has placed something in you that can get you through things in life. And without the Spirit of the Lord, we're dead. Without the Spirit of the Lord, we don't have nothing in our life to look forward to. And I thank him every day, every moment, for everything that he continues to see me through, everything he continues to take me through. I thank him for the trials and the tests, because it lets me know that I need more of him to help me through them. Without him, I can't go through. So I'm thankful because I've got the victory tonight. And I'm thankful because he's taken me through it. Without him, I couldn't go through it. A lot of people look at it and they say, well, I just can't do it. Some people say, well, I can't do a thing. I just can't. No, you can't. Without him, you can't do a thing.
You
can't do a
thing. Everything is.
Without him, you can't do it.
Everything is solely him.
Yes.
I have a scripture right quick. Can I read you a scripture?
Yes, ma'am. You sure can.
Okay, I'm going to read John 3:13. And it says, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the, even my Son of Man, which is in heaven. So I want to reiterate, if it wasn't for my Jesus, if it wasn't for him coming, for him suffering, nobody would have the choice to make it to heaven. Heaven
was closed.
Nobody could make it to heaven but two people, and Elijah. And that's because they did not die. They were taken from the earth. They were not, they did not perform any death. They did not have the ability to, their whole body, their whole human body were taken up. So they could never be found because they had a spirituality that they were one of the few people during their time, they had significant favor. So we have to look at that. Heaven was opened up only through and by the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection of my glorious my Jesus. Nothing else matters because he performed it all. He did more than anybody could ever think of doing. So he opened up everything just for us. So that's why we have to be honest. We have to be true. We have to be children that will worship him and be used by and through him. Because we do that, we are more than conquerors. I tell
you, we
can conquer any single thing, no matter what it is, the devil included. We can conquer him through and by the precious blood. Nothing like that precious blood. Because it covers me daily. And I am a true witness and a true person to prove my glory is. Because there's nothing like my glory. My glory is
And you know, anybody out there listening or anything that feels as if their struggle's too hard to get by, their struggle's too hard to go through, I'm telling you, if you open up your heart to Christ and let him come in, And get down on your knees and repent and pray to him and ask him to help and see you through. Whatever you may be going through, I guarantee you it'll make a difference in your life. You might say, well, I don't know why they're talking about all of this Christ and Jesus and things like that. Because he's the only source that can help you through any situation in your life. No one else can help you the way he can help you through anything you're going through. And then he gives us the Holy Spirit to guide and lead and help us in any situation that we may go through to bring things back to our remembrance, that we can look and say, Lord, let your spirit move and work within me, that I may be able to have something to give someone, a help or whatever it may be, a word or a smile. We don't realize how important that is to people in life that's going through something. They walk around, they can have their head down, but if they look up and they see you, you throw a smile at them or speak to them, it livens up their day because they don't think anyone cares or have a thought in the world about them, and it makes a difference in life. The way that you act towards people. Mama used to tell me your first impression toward people is what people always see in you. If they see you come with a joyful heart, a smile on your face, happiness, peace, and love, and you're talking to them, the next time they out there and they run into you, they remember that, what they seen in you the last time, and they're willing to up and speak to you then and smile back and say something, willing to carry on a conversation. But if you go with an attitude all broke down and things like that, they see you, sometimes they turn and they go the other way because they be like, there goes that guy. I remember when I met him the last time, he was just so rude. He was just so bad. And they see that in you. So you have to make a good impression on people when you're on this journey and walking this walk and talking this talk. You have to be real. You can't be fake with it. You can't be sometimey with it. You can't mess around. That's why I say sometimes it's best if you're going through something not to say anything, because when you're going through, the enemy's working. He's building things up in you to say. He's building things up in you to try to get somebody else all upset, mad. But it's best to sit there and meditate on the one that can see you through, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Meditate on him, because the enemy's in there. He's working too, 24/7. And he's trying to get you to go one way, and you're trying to get your focus away from him. We have to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over our life, our families, our home, and continue on this journey. Even though sometimes it's a hard road to travel, we can make it. He didn't say we was more than conquerors if it wasn't true. So we know. We know. He's already let us know what we are, what we can do. Trust in him. Hold on. I have another young person on 980-636-4662. Would you like to have anything to say? Praise the Lord, 980-636-4662. Praise the Lord, we'll go ahead and we'll continue into it, talking about how great is our God, because he's great and worthy to be praised anytime.
At all times.
That we can put it in our hearts and mind to say, thank you, Lord. We lift up your holy name. We continue to praise you, because it's all about you. No good that I've done to deserve anything that's been done for me. But he deserves all the honor and the glory and praises, because he has brought me this far. And as we look at it, he hadn't brought me this far to leave me. He brought me this far to teach me to be able to understand things as I continue to read and study his word. And I remember I used to sit at the table when I first got saved. I'd be reading up something and didn't understand nothing. And that Elder Wally Harrison, he'd call me up and, Brother Harshaw, what you doing? I said, man, I'm sitting here at the table reading. And he said, how are you studying? And I told him, and he told me what to do and how to look up my scriptures, my the ones that I had in my Bible. He said, go back and you asked me how my Bible was. And I told him, I said, I have references down the center of my Bible. He said, you go back and you start reading and you look up some of them references. He said, you'll be there and read that thing before you know it. And that's the way he showed me and helped me to start studying. And I did that. And the more I did it, I'd read one or two verses, and then I'd go back and I'd do the references on them, and I'd be there and read two or three different chapters on them references, because I wanted to know what it all meant. And I was like, well, boy, I'm not getting nowhere. But really what I didn't realize, I was getting farther than I knowed, because it was teaching me something then. I was beginning to pick up more and more of the word and been able to try to understand more and more of the word. And the Lord was blessing me to be able to understand more and more. And I told him, and I still tell him to this day, I thank him. Because when I first got saved and was trying to learn my way, He would always call me when he found out I got saved, and he'd check on me and see how I was coming along, and he would talk to me and explain some things to me about the Lord and about the things of God's Word that I could learn from him, being a minister. So I tell you, when you have someone that God gives you and put in your way, he always has someone to put in your way to where he knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. And he was the one for me. And God put him in my way to be a help to me. And I thank God to this day. I still go through that same study, not as much as I did, but I need to start getting back to it the way that I did, because God was teaching me and giving me the will to understand more and more and more that I didn't understand when I was reading. Because I used to sit there before that, I said, man, I'm going to be one of the dumbest Christians God's got. I can't understand nothing. But I didn't know he had a plan, and that plan was coming my way. And when he brought Elder Wally my way to help me, and the Holy Spirit started to open up my understanding to God's word. And when I remember the first time that I started to read and I started to understand, I just stopped reading and started praising and worshiping and thanking the Lord, because I was understanding something. After all this studying and reading I've been doing, I'm finally beginning to realize and understand something. So when God does something, he does it right. He don't rush you through it. He don't push you through it. He just lets you have them patience to go ahead and do his will in the way that he wanted to happen. Now, if I kept on doing the way I wanted to, the way I wanted to happen, I probably still wouldn't understand nothing. But he had plans for me. He had a plan for my life and a will, a way that he wanted it done, and the way that he wanted me to see it be done through someone else to help me, because I needed that help. And that's why I thank him every day for all of my surroundings, all of the teaching that he helps me with through the people that he surrounded me with, to be able to learn more and more and be able to study try to share what little bit that I know. But I'm thankful for everything that he's given me. I'm thankful for every word he's put me. And I just want to continue to do his will, his way, and be led by the Holy Spirit in the way that I'm led, and not overdo anything out of my will that God hasn't given me. Step out of the way, do it his way, his will, and continue to trust him.
Uh-huh.
Because without him, there is no way. You know, without him, I have no way. But he has given me a will and a way to do his will. And I'm so thankful that I'm in a position to be able to do that. Because when you go through troubled times and hard times, it's not easy. But when he's in the midst of it all and he continues to turn that thing around for the better and everything, you know that he's been there. You know that he was the one that did it. And you can feel his presence moving through your life. So I'm grateful and thankful for all of the surroundings that he's given me to go by, to go with. We have another brother just joined us there, brother. We have about 5 minutes. You have anything you would like to share, or? Praise the Lord. 726-7344. Anything you would like to share, or anything? We have a few minutes left. Your mic's open.
Shalom,
praise
brother.
The Lord. Shalom.
Yeah, we're just getting in from a funeral out of town. Just getting in.
Yeah, I figured you was.
Yeah, there was a bad accident on I-40 outside of Statesville, and we sat in traffic for about 2.5 hours.
And, oh, man.
But God, he blessed us to have that patience, and we made it home safely.
Yes, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, well, that's good. That's good y'all got through it and everything turned out all right because people, they're crazy out there anymore. They're in a hurry, always pressing for time. When you know all they have to do is take their time, but they're pressing for more time. And all it's doing is causing a lot of accidents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, causing a lot of problems for other people.
Yes. Yeah, we're just going along a little bit on Romans 8, Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39, and talking about the triumphs of believers that they go through in situations and how God is the one that we have to look to help us through these situations.
There's nobody else to look to. I can't look to my mother or my brother or sister. Maybe I can look to the pastor, but I have to look to God because he created all things and he knows all things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he knows he knows just how I can get around whatever it is that I'm going through. He'll make a way.
And we look at situations we used to grow up and say, well, hey, my boy's got my back. My boy's this and that. But when we look at Christ and we look at the situation that he did when he died for us, God's only begotten Son, when we say that as his children that he's got our back, then we got somebody truly that we know that's got our back then. It's just not say so then. And he's someone that never leave me nor forsake you. He's always there.
Yes.
And he's always willing to help you in any kind of way that he can.
That's right.
So when we say he's got our back, he's got our back.
Yes, he does, bro.
He's true source has your back.
Mm-hmm. That's right. True source.
Like I told him, the last 2 weeks been hard on me, but God's grace and God's mercy, he has seen me through. He has given me the strength to move on. And he has looked down and blessed me to be able to look up, have that peace and joy that he gave me. And not to worry about looking back on the situations, but to look forward to him. And what he's done and what he continues to do in my life.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm blessed. Like he said, we're more than conquerors, and I got the victory. So the thing is, that's what matters in life when we feel in a situation where Christ and God is involved in our life. He will see us through and out for so many times in so many ways. I do thank everyone for calling in. We're on countdown, and thank God for you. Thank God that everybody's safe and well. Thank everybody that's called in and everybody that's participated. Sure is an honor and a blessing to be back with the program this week and everything. And just hope that everyone has a blessed night. Ma'am?
I'm so happy to hear your voice. I'm glad that you're better.
I do, and God has been all in it, and I'm thankful and I'm grateful because he's given me just what I need. He's put me in a place where I need to be now. And I can look up and say thank you, Lord, for everything because of his goodness.
Oh,
So I'm just happy to be here with everyone and hope everyone have a blessed night. Shalom to everyone. Until
Shalom,
blessings. Praise the Lord.
Yes, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, blessings.